Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
And today I've got an orange creamsicle in one hand. How can you have three hands? I don't. I just have two. I had to put the wrench down. Now I've got an orange creamsicle in one.
Oh, yeah, the microphone in the other.
Hey, welcome into the Cool Booth. That's right. I'm in the Cool Booth studio this week. I walk down the hall. Not Greasy Garage studio here today because it is hot out there, folks. Definitely. So I want to definitely get you all nice and cold with your air conditioning here today on Auto World. This is the third hour of Auto World. I do appreciate each and every one of you stopping in your tracks, your Auto World tracks, and sitting down, relaxing. Please put your tray table up, prepare for takeoff. But thank you for coming into my world, Auto World. We're all part of a team here, and that's what it's all about. Each and every one of you, if you're listening, you are a charter member. That's right. No cost to be a charter member. It's just about of just turning on Auto World and tuning in. Of course, you can be a part of Auto World by calling and or emailing. And what that means is I'd always like to hear from you. Two heads are always better than one. I want to learn from you also. Not saying you're learning anything from me. I'm just giving you a lot of information, of course, and a lot of fun, as I call it. And information as in the fact that we try to dig up, the Auto World team tries to dig up information that is new and fresh. Each and every hour is different of Auto World. So that's something that I should probably, plug a little bit more, let you know that if you're listening to the third hour and don't get the first and second hour, you might go ahead, do a little housekeeping here, you might Google Auto World Podcast and go back and listen to the first and second hours of the last, well, since 1992, Auto World has been on the air, radio airwaves, and today, of course, it's podcast, internet, TV, and, of course, there's a lot of you listening on a lot of different types of apps out there on your telephone, and, again, appreciate that, each and every one of you listening on our great affiliates, a lot of affiliates throughout the Auto World, that globe that we're on, Earth. A lot of you, I want to thank all of our affiliates. Of course, they've got the radio stations rocking and rolling, and that's how you are tuning in and listening to me right now. So with that, we are going to have a lot of fun here on the third hour. That means one thing. Have you heard? We're going to get to that. The boss, yeah. Well, the boss is doing something, and I'm calling it, have you heard? Because you might not have heard about this. Yes. And I'm going to throw that question out to you. This will be the last week for the question. That question is, what automotive part changed your life? We've had shared with you quite a few of them throughout the last 3 weeks, and this week will be the last week for that question, and I'm going to share with you a part that I believe, well, I know each and every one of you have one of these parts on your automobile, and it did change your life. So we're going to share with you that part and the history behind that part. And then I'm also going to give you some information about the national average. What's this all about? Well, the national average. How many of you are planning in or have left and are listening to me right now from relative's house, kissing cousin's house, mom's house, dad's house? Doesn't matter what house. Your car, wherever you're sitting, doesn't matter. But how many of you left your nest, your crib, your house, your home this week because of HID? That means to you, happy Independence Day to each and every one of you. Just do a little, again, you can get a hold of me this third hour by all means. You're the star of the show. How do you become? Take the cell phone out, become a star, become a charter member, use the cell phone as a microphone. Call me at 855-660-4261. And email is always good, folks, each and every day. I don't know when your car is going to break, and neither do you, or your vehicle, your truck, your car, your Wave Runner. Oh, yeah. In the wintertime, snowmobiles. I do get some emails off snowmobiles in the wintertime. Haven't had a Wave Runner question yet through email, but I'd love to help you with your Wave Runner. It's not running quite good. Backfiring a little bit. Doesn't have the oomph that you wanted. We can fix it right here. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. Facebook me. Facebook message me. Love to see you there. You can message me on Facebook. The address on Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. I'm sitting there I'm behind a microphone in front of a yellow coupe. And then I also welcome each and every one of you to go to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account, Auto World Media. Go check out those photos, folks. I put over there, of course, a little model that I had back as a kid. It's called the Ice Cycle. And that also is your air conditioning weighing on you? Oh, you'll like that picture. And or, is it blowing too cold? What? Yeah, I said it. You cannot. Okay, we've got two things. We're going to do some air conditioning tips throughout this hour to help you with your air conditioner if it's blowing too cold or too hot. Or is it just maybe in the middle and you really don't know if it's good or not? Yeah, you can't have an air conditioner blowing too cold. That's not good. That means the high side's pressure is too high. And you're going to explode that high pressure line right off of that. Where? The evaporator core right out front by the radiator. Boom, boom. Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, bang. That's the kind of weekend we're in. Fireworks. We just don't want to see them underneath the hood. So we're going to help you there with that. First and foremost, though, let me do a little bit of fun here with some trivia. Will you fly the American flag this weekend? Well, a poll was taken, and yes, 63% of you said yes, you will fly the American flag, and 33% of you said no. Go out and buy a flag, put a flag up. Parts stores even sell them, believe it or not. It's that simple. Get you a window flag, put it in your back window of your car, put it in the front window, fly the flag. Why not? Hey, also this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the fastest cop car ever. And it's not a car. It's a truck.
Huh?
A truck. A fast cop truck. I got some times for you we're going to share with you. Absolutely on that. But first and foremost, the national average. Let's get right to that before our first break. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now $3.12. That's fresh. That's right. I'm live. This is not a rerun. I am live broadcasting out of the Auto World Plaza in the Cold Booth Studio in Boise, Idaho. We're at $3.59. What's the price of gas in your region where you live? The national average is $3.12. That is, folks, $1 above what it was last year. A whole dollar per gallon above what it was last year. Wowza. So how many of you have left your nest, your crib, your house, your home? 43 million of you Americans out there, all of you listening, have taken to the highways according to AAA. 43 million. All of us are using our cars and our trucks, aren't we? We're paying $3.12 plus a gallon to make that piece of metal go down the road. 43 million of those pieces of metal going down the freeways. That's a lot of us. We're out, we're going, the masks are off, we're enjoying going out again, we're enjoying going to the restaurants, we're enjoying going to the parts stores, buying birthday presents. I hope you are. If you can't figure out what kind of format to buy, the Betty Boop. Buy the Betty Boop formats for your son. He'll enjoy those. Not. If you don't know really what kind of a birthday gift you need to give your friend or your relative, your son, your daughter, husband, wife at the automotive parts store, just get you a gift card. Let them go pick it out. There's so many goodies anymore in the auto parts stores. But, remember now, the Betty Boops are there too. Get a Betty Boop steering wheel cover. Oh, yeah. Do it. Hey, we're going to take a short break here in a little bit. When we come back, though, I'll give you an air conditioning tip right now, and then we're going to come back with some more of those air conditioning tips here on the third hour of Auto World. One of them is turn the rear AC on full blast. Keep the rear AC on all the time, full blast. Let the fan motor noise be in the back to keep the coolness back there, which is going to come back and keep the back of your neck nice and cold. Then you can turn the front one off a little bit on low, and you can sit and talk and listen better. Oh, yeah. I changed it up this third hour. I'm having a chocolate fudgesicle to cool us down right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, yeah, if you're in the middle of the road coming down with that flying car, you better get out of the way because that flying car is going to land. Air car. Collapsible wings coming right down inside that body, maybe? Yeah? Then landing. Then maybe racing you. Oh, yeah, grudge match. Drag race right there on the main highway. Hey, good to have you along. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure to have each and every one of you here with me each and every week. Of course, don't miss the show. Each hour is different. 1, 2, and 3 hours each and every week. Each and every hour is different. A lot of different information that comes to you. And one question I did put out there for you, I'd love to hear from you here at Auto World. Become a charter member, which you are when you're just listening, but you're really a double charter member when you call or email. Let me throw out the phone number there to you, 855-660-4261. Email me at any time, live right now, because this is live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, in the Cool Booth Studio. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Steve answers this question. What automotive part changed your life? I asked each and every one of you, what automotive part changed your life? Steve gets me from Oklahoma City. He says, Mark, the best part that changed my life is brakes. Without brakes, I'm going to hit the person in front of me. You know, you're right, Steve. And in fact, especially in Oklahoma. Hey, let's do a shout out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma City. Oh, yeah. That is. Shout out. I said a shout out! A shout out to KZLS, AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have you folks along live each and every week in all the city and towns in between. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You're all welcome. You don't have to email all the time. You just have to tune in and listen. Good to be in Oklahoma City, and thank you, Steve. Brakes. Thing about brakes, Steve, you're right. If you do not have brakes, you really don't push the go pedal down, do you? Oh, no. You don't want to go because you know you can't stop. I know that on my old 30s cars that I have, the stock 1928, 29, 1930, 31 brakes are mechanical. They do not stop. They just don't stop. And yes, 30 horsepower under the hood, that little flathead four-cylinder or that flathead six-cylinder, what do I have? Maybe 80 horsepower and all that metal to get up and get moving. But they don't stop either, so it's a good thing they didn't drop that Hemi Hellcat engine in that 38 Plymouth of mine. I would have never been able to stop it. Never. Well, what happened on this day in automotive history? Let's just call it what happened on this week in automotive history. Well, back in this time period, it was the year 2001, folks. The final Plymouth was introduced in July of 1928, of course, back in the day. Plymouth introduced it in July 1928, that word Plymouth, that brand Plymouth. But Chrysler Corporation entry into the low-cost auto market with Plymouth. It was an immediate success thanks to an affordability trait that allowed Plymouth to carry Chrysler, Dodge, and DeSoto through the Great Depression. By 1931, the brand was the number three best-selling car in the United States. Plymouth was. By the late 1960s, sales started to slip as Plymouth began basically less and less unique, sharing features with other Chrysler products. They started copying each other and carrying it over to the Chryslers. During the muscle car era, the introduction of the powerhouses such as the Cuda and the Roadrunner, oh yeah, the division of muscle cars came in. The Plymouth Superbird, worth a lot of money today with a big wing on the back. Richard Petty, of course, he brought that thing famous to the words of my lips, the Superbird. Being branded as the Plymouth Superbird, the Voyager minivan, the Neon Breeze, the minivan. It changed Plymouth's world big time. I had one back in 1988, the Plymouth Voyager minivan. They brought the Dodge Caravan out, of course, but Plymouth, unique Prowler, of course, came out, the Plymouth Prowler. They do not make anymore. During this sales, rarely exceeded 200,000 units per year back in the 1990s. Leading to the internal talks to scrap the brand. At the end of 1999, Chrysler made a formal announcement that it would discontinue Plymouth in the near future. They held true to their words in the final Plymouth. A silver neon, Plymouth neon, left the assembly line on this day in 2001. Plymouth Prowler. I was lucky enough to go into the... They made the Plymouth Prowler, little all-aluminum V6-powered little roadster. They had them in red and purple and silver and black. Probably a couple other colors that I'm not mentioning, but if you have one, they're holding their value and actually starting to come up now. I was so honored to go in and do a live interview back in, actually, believe it or not, in 2000, right before they closed her all up. And they were telling me behind the microphone that they were thinking about closing that plant up. And that Connor Avenue Assembly Plant is what it was called at the time. It is closed now today, but back then it built the Plymouth Prowler and the Dodge Viper. And I was such a treat to be able to go in, walk through that, do a walking interview. And today, folks, I am now digging that up. We're going to digitize it. We're going to take you into the assembly plant right before they closed her down. You might want to look for a Plymouth Prowler and buy one. Hang it on the wall. Oh, yeah. You've got room. I know you do. Frame it. It's well worth it. A little trivia also. Talk about things that's changed. Oh, yeah. 1925, you know that window crank, that window crank lift, you know, that you used to have, crank the window up and down. 1925, introduced the crank window lift, the one-piece windshields, and mohair upholstery became common in cars in 1925. Today we're just taking all the power windows for advantage, and of course, as you know, repairing those aren't the most simplest things that there are today to repair. So Steve emailed us out of Oklahoma City and answered that what he thought, of course, in his life was brakes, what automotive part changed his life. Well, I want to share with you right now a little bit, and then we come back from the break, we're going to do a little bit more history, and that word is what I believe changed all of our life, this part that changed each and every one of your lives. Doesn't matter if you're male or female, first driver, old driver, middle of the age driver, doesn't really matter, but you do have this part in your life. It's on your vehicle. When we come back, I'm going to share that with you. And also, the boss, have you heard? I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
24, that's the number of confirmed deaths in the collapse of the Champlain Towers in South Florida. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday. More than 120 people are still unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolishing what's left of the collapsed building is key to continuing search and rescue efforts.
Once this building's down, it's going to be a green light, full speed ahead, maximum effort to pull these victims out and reunite them with their family.
He told CBS's Face the Nation that it is absolutely not a recovery effort. This 4th of July weekend, traffic may be one of the busiest ever. More than 40 million Americans expected to get behind the wheel. Even as gasoline prices continue to soar, AAA says that some 43.6 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. That's about a 40% increase compared to last year. This is USA Radio News.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594, 800-916-3594.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Yeah, we're on all 10 cylinders today here on Auto World in the Auto World Plaza, sitting in the cold booth studio. Oh, I feel so good. God, I hate that hot booth studio that we have, but we're sitting in the cold booth studio, and I'm glad to have you along each and every week, of course. This week here on the third hour, we've been having a lot of fun, and of course, we threw out a lot that question to you: what automotive part changed your life? And we've had infotainment centers, one of the our great charter members said he hates it, he loves it, but he hates it, the infotainment center. We got Steve with brakes. I've had a lot of people talk about windshield. They like the windshield in front of them because without a windshield, you're going to have a lot of bugs, of course, hitting you, and rocks and all that. Well, one word that each and every one of you have in your automobile is a starter. Without a starter, well, a starter changed your life. That's right. Before the advent of the starter motor, folks, engines were started by various methods, as you know, including wind-up springs. Didn't know about this, oh, did you? Gunpowder cylinders. They'd put gunpowder in there to dynamite the piston to get the thing to rotate. And, of course, oh, yeah, the human-powered techniques, such as removable those old good old crank handles. Oh, yeah. How many of you could have cranked an engine? How many have you tried to crank an old 1930 Model A Ford, huh? Well, engaging the front of the crankshaft, that's the only way you could do it. You had to basically, and, of course, airplanes, a propeller. And some of the old vintage antique airplanes today, you have to grab a propeller and stand up and pull it down to start that engine. Well, let's get back to the auto world. We're not an aircraft show. We're an auto world show. That hand crank method was commonly used, of course, to start engines. And, of course, inconvenient. It was very inconvenient, difficult, and dangerous. The behavior of an engine during starting is not always predictable, folks. I mean, you had to course, know what the levers were on the steering wheel. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. You had to retard the timing. If you had the timing set wrong with the lever, if you got your hand throttle set wrong, you had the choke wrong, well, you know what would happen. You'd go out there and crank that thing up, and it'd backfire, and that crank handle dislocate your, the kickback itself. Well, you know what it would do. Ouch to the collarbone. Broken wrists, broken elbows, broken collarbones. I mean, I could go on and on. The backfiring, dislocating your shoulder. Oh, well, can you imagine? I can, because I have. So the event, the very first electric starter was installed on an Arnold. That's right, an Arnold. That was off of a Benz. Arnold was, of course, a forklift back in the day and still is today. Built in 1896 in East Peckham, England, by an electrical engineer, H.J. Dozing. He's the gentleman that invented this thing. And in 1903, Clyde J. Coleman invented and patented the first electric starter, though, in America. Got a U.S. patent number, so it's legit. But in 1911, Charles F. Kettering was with Dayton Engineering Laboratories, which that stands for Delco, D-E-L-C-O, Delco. You all know that name, Delco. A lot of you think it's just exclusively General Motors. Well, it's not General Motors. Of course, Charles F. Kettering had his hands on General Motors and actually had a lot to do with the word Cadillac. Anyway, he brought the electric starter to America, got rid of it, and basically Kettering had replaced the hand crank on NCR's cash registers. Remember those old cash registers? They had to crank that thing. And they started putting these electric motors on 5 years earlier on these cash registers to figure out if they would work or not on your automobile. They have to have the torque, of course. Well, the starters were first installed on the Cadillac Model 30 in 1912. With the same system being adapted, of course, in Lancaster later that year, these starters also worked as generators. Yes, I've got one of those on my 1916. It's called a Baby Grand. It was the first year for an electric option for Chevrolet. Now, Cadillac, like I said earlier, Charles Kettering was involved with Cadillac big time. He wanted Chevrolet. Lewis Chevrolet was his name. He wanted him to basically break out and not only give, price-wise, give the price to the folks that wanted the Chevrolet a good price, but he wanted Kettering had money. And that money bought the Cadillac brand, brought the Cadillac out, brought you more creature features, and, of course, brought you hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles. And now, like I said earlier in the second hour, hopefully you didn't miss the second hour, I talked about General Motors is bringing and talking about, and they have a concept Cadillac flying car. I said it, a flying Cadillac car. It's a concept, though. So back in the day, they were testing starters to start these cars and stop you from having a dislocated shoulder and a broken wrist and maybe a collarbone or broken elbow. And, oh, I tell you what. The thing that I liked about my Chevrolet versus the Model A Ford I've got is that the Model A Ford, the crank would backfire and come back and say hello to me in a bad way. The Chevrolet, the 1916 Chevrolet, they had a chamfered type cut in the crankshaft. And so when you put that lever in to crank that engine up, it would end up, if it did backfire, the crank wouldn't go with you, wouldn't do it. So that's one thing. Hey, Chevrolet was ahead of its time a little bit there on the starter word, huh? But hey, let's give a hand to the starter.
Yeah, the starter.
Oh, can you believe it? Now you got to have a battery to take care of. Oh, and then you got to have the electrical wires to deal with. Oh, my goodness, life is rough. No, life is not rough. So when you're looking at that battery price to make the starter work, or if you had just had a starter replaced and they... Hey, you know, you folks with the diesel trucks, they quote you that $550, $650 for a starter replacement. That includes labor. Hey, don't. Just salute them. Salute them and say thank you. I have no idea how you would hand crank a diesel engine. Do you? I don't know. Again, that is what automotive part changed your life for this week here on Auto world. Now, again, too, folks, if you ever absolutely want to get in and say hello to me for any one point in time, don't forget, a little housekeeping here, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's live right now, of course. And whenever you need help, I want to shout out to your automotive repair shops, your detail shops, your windshield shops. If you've got a car in there or got a question and you've got a noise and you're trying to figure out, you know, what's my noise? And if you do not understand their mechanical organ jargon, the talk that they talk with to you, just email me. Let me know the phone number of the shop. I'll talk to them direct. We'll talk the same lingo. And I'll make guarantee I'll make sure that your bill is lower.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, talking about email, I'm going to go in. Let's get into the email bag. I got so many emails to share with you. Email bag to the left of me. There's one right there. Okay, we got an email right there. If you do not want me to share your email on air, just put right on there. Don't share it on air. But please help me. Absolutely. This one I can read. It says, "Hi, Mark. Randy here listening in beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho." Oh, yes, Sandpoint, Idaho, up north from where I'm sitting here in Boise, Idaho. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate, KSPT AM 1400, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Sandpoint, Idaho, and all the town and people in between. Hey, thank you, Randy, for bringing us into Sandpoint. Thanks for all of you listening up there. Randy, this your email here says, "Awesome show." Thank you, Randy. Thank you. "Emailing you for some help with my old Jeep CJ5. The Jeep is all stock and was wanting your opinion on dropping a 350 Chevy in it."
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this email.
Do you think I could do it myself? And how much money do I need to save up to do it? Most important question, can the stock frame hold the power? Thanks again, Mark, Randy in Sandpoint, Idaho. When we come back from the short break, we're going under the hood of a Jeep CJ5.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Oh, yeah, it's always a little cheaper there when you go into the factory. Folks, you might not have the opportunity to do that. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Just taking an email here from Randy up in Sandpoint, Idaho, listening to us here on Auto World on KSPT AM 1400, Kootenai, Priest River, Clark Fork, Sandpoint, Idaho, and, of course, all the little towns in between. A beautiful area up north. Love there. I've jumped in a few lakes up there just because. You could become part of the mountain, jump in the lake. Randy was asking, he says, awesome show, and thank you, Randy. Appreciate that compliment. Emailing you for some help with my old Jeep CJ5. The Jeep is all stock and was wanting your opinion on dropping a 350 Chevy in it.
Oh, yeah, V8 350.
He says, do you think I could do it myself? How much money do I need to save up? And the most important question, can the stock frame hold the power? Thanks again, Mark. Randy in Sandpoint. Randy?
Oh, yeah.
CJ5. Hang on. Now, that, if I'm not mistaken, yes, we did that back, give you a little go back in history here, Randy. I did that back in high school in the career education class. A friend of mine had a CJ5 Jeep, and we pulled that stock engine out. And all you can buy today, we actually had to engineer and make up and build the brackets for the engine. For the transmission, we put a Turbo 350 in it, automatic transmission, but we had to build the brackets and all. And today, Randy, you can buy those kits. They're already done. And yeah, that frame can handle it. But in part of the kit, though, Randy, there's cross members that come in the kit that you have to take the stock cross member out, of course, in the rear. But there's a couple more that come in the kit that mount into the frame to make that rigid, to make that frame so it doesn't twist. And when you drop that engine mount kit in then and the transmission kit in, you're good to go. But hang on, Randy, because your V8 versus the stock engine, she's going to overheat. And that's the only problem we had. Now, you have to get a custom-built aluminum-type radiator that I recommend. Radiator has got to be aluminum. Triple row. And so when you start cramming all that in there, oh, yeah. And then, you got to have outside the inner fender well headers, right? Oh, yeah, and then side pipes on it because there's no room underneath once you start putting the 350, Turbo 350 tranny in there also. But also, it'll fit, and then the radiator will make it happen, the fan. You got to go electric fans. Randy, you can't put a mechanical plastic or a metal fan in there. There's just not enough room. So the one thing that, you know, I'm going to recommend is that you electric fans on it, inboard and outboard of the radiator. That means let the bugs hit that radiator fan on the electric fan on the outside, and then of course you got the inboard fan on the inside, drawing that air through there. Put the external fan, Randy, on a toggle switch. You can control that as you're looking at the temperature gauge. The inboard fan should be on a temp gauge, which turns on automatically, and you can tune that right in there to turn on about 185. Make sure it's nice and cool. But no, you can make it happen now. Can you do it yourself? I don't know how many tools you have. Think about everything I just mentioned, and think about the tools you're going to need to cutting tools. You're going to have to cut some rivets out of there to get the stock cross members out. That takes some grinders and cutting tools, plasma cutter, oxygen settling welder, how good of a cutter you are. So, no, I don't really, you know, again, back to that, I don't know how talented you are, how many tools you have, how much money you've spent in tools to make that happen up there. But absolutely, you know, if you hired something like that done, as you say, how much money do you need to save up? Yeah, I haven't done one for quite a while, but I'm going to do a little educated technical mechanic, ASC certified technical guess. You're going to be $10,000 starting, Randy, by the time you, and that's just the starting point. You could actually start saying to yourself, you know, $20,000 by the time she's all done. Is it worth it? You didn't ask me that, but I'm going to, you know, tell you it is. If you're going to keep that old CJ5 Jeep around, have fun up there in Sandpoint, Priest River and all, yeah, it's worth it. Absolutely. You're enjoying it. You got a lot of power. Sometimes with that, you're going to, like we did back in the days when I built that thing, we chirp all four tires. And the next thing you're going to do too, Randy, that you should have asked me is how much money you should save for U-joints, because you're going to go through some U-joints. I mean, for sure. We did. But it's a fun vehicle. Why not? You know, the sound of dual headers coming out of the inner fender wells, you can't beat anything like that. And, oh, yeah, the smell of the side pipes, the exhaust coming out of the side. Appreciate it, Randy. Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully I helped. Get her done. I want to do some follow-up emails with me, okay? I'm not trying to get you to spend your whole entire bank account, but please do, because we want this thing done. All the Auto World listeners, all our charter members, want to hear that. You could video it. You could audio, send us some audio. We'll put it up here. Let them hear that 350 and that CJ5. Ah, oh, yeah. Two-seater. Put some special seats in there. And don't forget, 5-point belts in that bad boy, because you're going to need to hold yourself in that cockpit once you get that 350 in there. Anyway, Randy, send me an email address. Address that I can send you out some great detail gifts. I've got some here for you to get that Jeep looking good once you get her all done. And or, you know what? You need some stay clean underneath that Jeep, because I know you're going to go mudding in it. Wouldn't that be nice to go mudding, get that 350 and go mud bogging, and then just watch that dry dirt just fall off the inner fender wells? Stay clean. It works good. Mothers, McGuire's coming your way. Solution Finish also. Send me an email address back of where I can ship it. Appreciate it, Randy. Again, joining us here on Auto World from Sandpoint, Idaho. Absolutely. Well, folks, the boss, before we run out of time, the garage door goes down in the third hour. The boss, have you heard what the boss is going to do or is thinking about doing? The boss, the President of the United States, President Biden, he is thinking about electrifying the beast. Oh, what's the beast? You know what it is. It's the presidential limo. Yeah, he's been thinking about electrifying that bad boy. Of course, the beast is so much weight. I have no clue how much weight's behind it, but it's all bulletproof, bombproof, etc. So that it weighs, that's why they call it the beast. It weighs a lot. Now, how much electric EVs is it going to take, electrical motors, and where are they going to put the batteries? I'm thinking, wait a minute, bulletproof, bombproof, are batteries? Good question. Well, he did get it. It only took President Biden a couple minutes behind the wheel of an EV, of course, called a Ford. That's right. He got to drive, test drive, the new Ford F-150 Lightning. And, of course, it took a lot for that to happen, but he got it done, and that was a he got a taste of it, and that means that, he's wanting to electrify, well, not only the beast, but he's talking about electrifying the whole entire fleet. That's right. The whole entire, presidential fleet. The future automobiles are going to be all electric anyway, as he wants them to be. And he also says, if we're going to do this, they've got, you ready for this? The government's fleet of automobiles. Now, some of you are working for the government. Some of you probably have driving a government vehicle. There's 645,000 of those. He's thinking about making them all electric. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? So all of you then, with a company car, you could touch and taste an EV if you don't own one, if you work for the government. Now, the cost of that, get ready. They're talking about, I can't believe it, but it is. The adoption of EVs would cost $174 billion. Well, that would get Tesla and all the other companies going, wouldn't it? Whew, man. Well, there you go. This week's Auto World. Good to have you along. Again, happy Independence Weekend and happy Independence Day to each and every one of you. For sure. Definitely have fun. Have a safe rest of the weekend. And remember one thing now, to make sure that you check the dipstick. That's under the hood, not the dipstick behind the steering wheel. Make sure there's oil in it. Make sure the air conditioning's on. Spray some Lysol antibacterial spray as soon as you can. Drive safe and motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.